Can tell you right now, there's two reasons I played this one. Reason number one, still number one on the Ultimate Car 959 Top 30, Tiger and Doja Cat, Freaky Dicky. Reason number two, Doja as one of us. Some people are actually disputing that. But
what
hey,
does that mean?
Some people were fighting about it this morning on Twitter. Anyway, she won a Grammy for one of her other songs, which we played a lot on Kaya, Kiss Me More with SZA, the best duo at the Grammy. So just to celebrate that, decided to play a bit of Doja Cat there. Sanel musician with Ghana Mali also coming through as well, just to get us into the second hour of the show. So now we want to chat about the Department of Home Affairs. You know, last week we spoke about on Thomas and Skumba in the morning, a fire that broke out in Joburg CBD, right? Left the other part of Joburg, like Boselby, Ilof Extension, without power for a very, very long time. Last week, Friday, apparently a cable broke at Home Affairs, which basically kind of messed up the way they need to do things. That cable was subsequently fixed yesterday on Sunday, and the minister said, just to compensate people, we will close at 6:30. Now, having been to Home Affairs a couple of times, knowing how Home Affairs works, I feel like one day at 6:30 is not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. But interestingly, Kinelo Huma was at Home Affairs last week Friday and this morning.
Yeah.
How was it?
So we got to Home Affairs at 8 in the morning on Friday. Mm-hmm. I think we were there for 4 hours until they said there's a problem. But the entire time the queues were long.
Yep.
Nobody was saying anything. The security wouldn't even let us inside. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just no wait. We're trying to fix something. Yeah. Only to realize when I got to work, there's actually a cable breakage, and this is like affecting all systems in the country.
Yeah.
Today I went again in the morning with my niece, and we were there literally. I left her. I dropped her off, I think, at around 8:30. She only got done at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So
that's not normal.
Yeah. So it's crazy because obviously there's a backlog. Yeah. There were people that were there on Friday. And now, I mean, already Home Affairs is like...
I was about to say, this backlog did not start on Friday.
Yeah. And also it's raining. People, this morning it was raining. Mm. The one I went to, literally, you can't come inside. You have to wait outside. So the queues are long. It's cold. It's raining. It's terrible.
So when last were you at Home Affairs, and how was your experience with them?
The last time I was at Home Affairs was December the year before last.
Yeah.
However, there's been a lot of times when I've been to Home Affairs and the systems were offline.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's suddenly a cable breakage this time around makes it a bit hard for me to believe, because you could go to Home Affairs 4 times a week and all 4 times the system is offline. There's just a lot of problems in that department. When you go to Home Affairs, you must know that you have no other plans for your day, but also expect disappointment.
To a few people who said that, actually, that Home Affairs, you must either take a day or two off. Yeah. And then you'll be sorted. It's not something you can say quickly, ka lunch break, yeah, let me go in and out.
Where?
Tasanza?
Yeah, no. Sure, I hate sounding like, you know, we're just complaining. But if you've ever been to Home Affairs, and I was there end of last year because they messed up one of my daughter's names on the birth certificate. And was it not an issue to fix it? And I remember the one woman saying, no, you have to fix it within a certain time, otherwise you have to wait. Yo, and it's like, so there are many problems in Home Affairs. One, the system. To think in the year 2022 that you still have to physically go and queue in a queue and write forms with black ink and go to another queue, it just doesn't make sense. There's not enough Home Affairs offices for the entire South Africa to keep going to Home Affairs offices. You think some of these products should be moved online to alleviate those queues.
Yeah.
Then the people, they don't all know what's happening. So the woman, I went for 5 days, please, over 2 weeks, 5 days I was in and out of Home Affairs because then this was wrong, then that was wrong. Luckily, on the 5th day, a different woman helped me and said, Baba, your problem is not that intense. Why are they sending you from pillar to post?
Imagine.
This thing I can print for you right now.
Oh my God.
Because your daughter was just born. I don't know why they're making you fill out these forms.
Oh.
Which I'm like, if the people working there don't even know what the procedure is, what chances do I stand? No wonder every other day I'm there with a different form and then I'm told, no, now we need this.
Because you can also argue when she says, no, this is a wrong form. Exactly. Because you don't know, you can't say, no, but it is, you know?
Exactly. First time having a daughter, first time addressing this issue.
Yeah.
And these things contribute to the queue. So you've got a long queue, and you've got me who's coming back to the queue for 4 days for a problem that could have been solved on day one.
Yeah.
Which then encourages another thing I saw, Mshigashiga, the amount of money that passes hands. Hey. And I was at the Germiston offices, and I'm not sure who to speak to about a complaint on the Mshigashiga in Germiston Home Affairs. But even the guards, everyone's involved in it. So if you want to move to the front of the queue, if you're paying, willing to pay certain money, they'll move you to the front of the queue. What does that do? It moves the woman at the back of the queue even further back, because now everyone is coming in to pay, moves to the
front.
And
not everybody has money for that.
Then the one day I went in late, they said, come back before 3:30. So I got there. What did I find at 3:30? The guards are just sitting in a group sharing the money for the day.
Wow. Everyone,
like in full view, to see there's no shame. That money's being exchanged, and this money must go to that lady, and this money's for who. And I was like, wow, guys.
There are so many problems. Said,
so I don't know what extending till 6:30 will do, because there are more problems than just 6:30 at Home Affairs.
Look, man, when I saw this as well, I was like, 6:30 just on a Monday? Is that it? Minister must be joking, right? Because I feel like there's a lot of problems there. But that's just us. Let's hear from you, from your experience at Home Affairs, from what you've seen. I mean, already a tweet coming through from @_msimango says, yo, it's a pain. I waited from 4 a.m. to be told that the system is offline. You wake up early, you wait the whole day. When it's your turn, the system is offline. Unless you have a bit of money, then you might get a bit of help. Let's hear your experience with Home Affairs. How was it? Do you think extending hours just for today to 6:30 will kind of help? 0636880959. You can also give us a call on 086-00-00959.